What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is the first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I am a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about why do narcissists always have to one-up you? Why do they have to one-up everything that you say? Why do they need to one-up you or to put you down? Okay, y'all, before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure y'all are tuning into my Thursday live show. Thursday live show, waving the red flag with Lee Hammack, your favorite self-aware narcissist, every Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check it out. Like I said, every Thursday. This week is about this week about trauma bonding.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Words get mixed up, y'all. But yeah, so let's hop into today's episode really, really quick. The need to one-up you. First of all, y'all, you know a lot of narcissists, if not every single narcissist, is going to be insecure in some way, shape, or form. That just kind of comes with the territory. That's part of the dynamic. That's part of the space that we are in right now. When you're dealing with a narcissistic person, narcissist, whatever you want to call them, it's like, understand that you're going to be dealing with a toxic person. That's literally the way it goes. You're going to be dealing with a toxic, narcissistic person. Just prepare for them. Be super insecure with a huge ego a lot of times. But it's going to be a huge, fragile ego. You know, it's going to be a huge, fragile ego. So in that space, when you're dealing with a narcissistic person that has a huge, fragile ego, get into this dynamic to understand, like, when you have a success or an accomplishment, when you achieve something or you have a success in life or whatever the space that you're in, you have a success, you get a promotion, you graduate, something happens in your life for the positive, that narcissistic person is going to play the compare and contrast game. Hey, good for you, but good for you getting that promotion, but I still make more money than you. Good for you for graduating, but I didn't need a degree. Good for you for losing that weight, but I've always been fit. You see what I'm saying? They will compare and contrast all the time because narcissistic people, y'all, we need a damn pick-me-up. Let's keep it hot and straight, hot and ready and straight to the point. Narcissistic people absolutely need a pick-me-up. Like, when we are low on validation, and self-validation is, like, narcissists, it's extremely hard for us to validate ourselves. It's extremely hard or damn near difficult or damn near impossible for us to get that type of self-validation that we might need. So with it being that difficult, we have to get it. Sometimes when the opportunity arises and we need that validation, sometimes it's just easier to take it from you. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes it's just easier to put you down than it is to go out here and actually put the work in to be better. Sometimes it's just easier for me to one-up you than it is for me to go out there and actually put the work in to one-up you. It's just like I have to put myself in a position to make me feel better about a certain situation. You know, and narcissists don't, and I think this is a lot of people get confused on it as well. Narcissists don't just try to one-up your accomplishments. A lot of narcissists will try to one-up your pain and suffering as well. I call this the struggle Olympics or the trauma Olympics. Like your pain and suffering, that narcissistic person has had a more painful moment, a moment where they suffered more than you have in this specific space right here. They've experienced it more than you have. I'm sorry. Hey, I don't make the rules. I just enforce them on my YouTube channel, on my podcast. You know, I don't make the rules here. I just enforce them. So they just feel the need to one up you. Like you can't, and it's not, whatever role you play in a narcissist's life, whatever relationship you have with them, it doesn't matter. They're going to try to one up you in some way, shape, or form if you're dealing with this specific type of narcissist. Like, you have a good moment, I'm going to try to one up it as well. Like, you have a bad moment, I'm going to try to one up it. You know, I'm going to try to say, hey, look.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I struggle more. You know, I know you struggle. I know you're going through it. But if you think about it, I've actually struggled more than you. You see how they work right there? Like, it literally just centered themselves in the conversation to make it seem like their struggle or their battle is way more worth fighting than yours is. You know? And like I said, it doesn't matter if you are the child of a narcissist or you are the parent of one, the brother of one, the daughter or son of one. You know what I mean? If you, like, it doesn't really matter what role you play. They're going to try to one up you. Like, if it's your parent, like, if you have a narcissistic mom or dad, right? And you achieve something big, they either have to one-up you or take credit for it. They have to push you down in order to feel better about themselves in this current situation, in this current predicament. They feel like it's necessary to have to put you down than it is to actually put the work in to be better for myself in this situation, in this space. It's a lot better and a lot easier for me to work on myself in this predicament, in this space, than it is, you know, is it a lot easier to put you down than it is for me to put the work in. So again, it doesn't matter what role you play in their life, what relationship you have with them. Yeah, it happens in intimate relationships, whether it's your husband or wife, a lot. But like I said, it happens in a toxic household as well when you're growing up. So if you have a toxic, narcissistic parent that you're dealing with, and you want them to, like I said, and you want to convey your success or your pain or something like that, Dad, look, I hurt my leg and I can barely walk. But you know what, son or daughter or child? You know what? I hurt my leg back in the day too. And I had to walk to school in the snow. Tighten up. Be better. Be stronger. Dad, like I said, nothing you ever do for a narcissist will ever be enough, first of all. It's just not going to be enough. Like, nothing you do for them will be enough. And like, if they can't take credit for your accomplishment or your achievement, they're going to try to one-up you, or they're going to try to put you down, make it seem like they're going to try to diminish the value of yours. And like I say, again, it's the ego that comes into play. It's just like, I can't. Now, me right now, personally, I can be happy for other people. I can celebrate your success. I actively root for people to be successful. You know, that's why I share, you know, coming up on my channel, I share so many other people's stuff. I tag people in the videos I share. I do videos about people and then help boost their stuff up sometimes on different platforms and whatnot. I'm not a hater. Your narcissist in your life is probably going to be your biggest hater. They don't want to build you up. The more they build you up, the higher you are, the more they gotta turn their damn necks up to look up at you. So I don't want to keep like this. Yeah, this position right here, if you're watching this, like, my neck, I'm staring at the sky right now. My neck hurt. After a while, does my neck be hurt? Let me lower you down. Let me bring you down a notch to help me feel better about this current situation. Let me bring you down a notch because I'm hurting, because I'm tired, because I'm feeling a certain type of way. Let me bring you down a notch. So you see how that goes all the time when you're dealing with narcissistic people. They feel like the need to one up you helps me feel better. You know what I mean? It helps me feel better when I, like I said, because if you're doing too much better than me, it makes me feel bad about myself, y'all. Like, your success I have to either one up it, or I have to like, I have to make it seem like I'm one up in it. But it also, it just helps me feel better, because like I go into this pit in my mind where I feel horrible when other people are, you know, I used to be like, when other people were having success or being, you know, being successful and stuff like that, it just like, I would feel bad. So I just always have to, you know, and they don't always one up you to your face. Sometimes they do it to other people. Sometimes they, you know, sometimes other, somebody, if somebody else shares your success with a narcissistic person, they can one up it to them. It doesn't necessarily have to be you the one up and goes to. You know, they don't have to do it directly to you. They can one up you to your friends and you see your family members. Like, hey, you see old buddy got that, they got that award for being this. Man, well, I would have got the award too if I was studying in school, or yeah, you know, I deserve that award more than that person does. You know, I got plenty of awards. I've got the best awards ever, you know. I have the biggest and best awards in my house. They feel like they just can't celebrate you without like compare and contrast. You know what I mean? It just gets into that space. And then, so like I said, that's why I just like, you have to put, you like I said, if you have a one up and narcissistic person, y'all, share your success and accomplishments with someone else before you share them with the narcissistic person. Because they can really seriously kill your vibe when you go to try to share your accomplishments with somebody that should be rooting for you, but they're actively rooting against you. They can really just, they can set you off, y'all. And you, like you say, you can see how they can make people sad as hell when they're, somebody who's supposed to be on their team is trying to drag them down and compete with them in weird ways. So don't, if you're in a relationship with a narcissistic person, this is probably going to be a common theme, that you can't have a success without that narcissist having a bigger success or one trying to one-up you. You can't have some kind of pain without that narcissist telling you about a bigger pain that they've suffered in their life. So one-up, when I say one-upsmanship, it's just not associated with positive things. It can absolutely be associated with negative things as well, y'all. So you have to be prepared for that. You have to empower yourself, because, again, at the end of the day, if you don't, that narcissistic person is going to think you are okay with these behaviors, and they're not going to stop exhibiting these behaviors. They're going to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, because they feel empowered, they feel entitled, and they're going to just keep doing it because they get a rise. And some of them get a rise from doing it. They just absolutely do. You know. So empower yourself, y'all. Make sure you like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Subscribe, like, watch, tune into the show on Thursday. Matunas is out. Peace. Thanks for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, check out joining the channel memberships for behind-the-scenes perks, priority responses to the comments, and a few other things. Link in the description of every single video I do. Thank you so much.